Credo in unum Deum.
Qui pridie quam paterator accepit panem in sanctas ac venerabilis manus suas.
Taking the year 1500 as our starting point, at that time, of course, Wales was, like every other country in Western Europe, a part of the Christian Church that was ruled over by the Pope. The Pope was God's vicar on earth.
Glanmor Williams is Emeritus Professor of History of the University of Wales.
They were Roman Catholics. They went to church, or they were supposed to go to church, perhaps I ought to say. They were supposed to go to church every Sunday, supposed to go to Mass at least every Sunday, and they were supposed to go to church during the week, too, if there were services being held. But, of course, practice varied a lot. I mean, some people did go very religiously to church, went to Mass, and were very devout. But I have to say that a great many people were not. Either they didn't go to church at all, or some of them went to church but stayed outside until the consecration of the elements, the bread and the wine, in the Mass itself, and only went in to hear that.
Hoc est enim corpus meum.
It wasn't expected of them that they should take part in the service. Most of them, anyway, couldn't read, so they wouldn't have been able to follow the service from the service book. And really, religion was, for most people, something that was undertaken on their behalf and believed on their behalf, really, in many cases, by the priest.
In mei memoriam facietis.